This is Stefan Saeed, and I'm Iraqi American, and my family are refugees right now, and I was born and raised in the U.S., and grew up in the South, and I'm pretty much an all-American guy, but my family's been dying and bombed by this country and are refugees right now because of this country's wars abroad. At the same time that I grew up here believing in this country and in this democracy, being an Eagle Scout and growing up totally believing in the possibility of people power. What this administration is threatening right now is a threat not only to this very country's founding principles, but to very really global security. It's threatening something that it could unleash far worse violence and everything across the world than we've seen so far. So it's highly irresponsible in addition to being a threat to our democracy.
You're a singer-songwriter. Do you have a website that people can go to learn more about you?
Yeah, Stefan Saeed, StephanSaid.com. But also, I'm making a docuseries right now that goes around the world and is meeting people at the front lines of change called Borderless, that is, without borders. You can find it on the web at thisisborderless.com or on Facebook.
This is Borderless, one word.
.com, yeah. Yep.
My name is Tristan, and I am a part of the Internationalist Group. We are a revolutionary Marxist group, and our platform, as far as Trump presidency goes, is both against the Republican and Democratic parties. We say that in order to defeat Trump, we have to break with the Democrats and build a revolutionary workers' party. We're here today in defense of Muslims and immigrants. Trump, he's moving forward with this disgusting wall building. He's extremely anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, and it's important that everybody take a position on this.
Well, do you have to be a Marxist to have a position on this?
Both government parties represent the class interests of the bourgeoisie, and that's why we say that the working class needs its own independent working class politics.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. This is what America looks like.
Tell me what America looks like.
This is what America looks like.
Tell me what equality looks like.
This is what equality looks like.
Tell me what equality looks like.
This is what equality looks like.
Good evening, everybody. Introducing the executive director of CARE New York, Afaf Nashar.
Good evening, and as we like to say within the Islamic faith tradition, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon each and every single one of you. We are so honored and humbled and grateful to the amount of support that we are seeing within one night of the murmurs of what is happening at the White House and the executive orders that everyone is expecting. So quickly, people came out to support the cause because we know and we feel the plight of those that are most vulnerable. And we are here today to let everyone know that our solidarity, our strength, lies in our diversity, and our mission is to make sure that everyone receives justice and that this is truly an indivisible nation. Do you agree with me?
No ban, no wall, New Yorkers for all. No ban, no wall, New Yorkers for all.
No ban, no wall, New Yorkers for all. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
To begin, I'd like to invite Albert Kahn, our Director of Strategic Litigation at CARE New York, to start us off on solid ground on where we want to go with this and on why we're all here. Albert.
Hello, Washington Square. Less than one day ago, we put out the call to New Yorkers to come together to show that we will stand with our Muslim brothers and sisters, to stand with our undocumented brothers and sisters, to stand with anyone targeted by this administration. And you showed up. You showed the true New York. You showed that we are not the city of Donald Trump's gilded skyscrapers. We are not the city of Donald Trump's Wall Street cabinet. We are the city of diversity and faith, the city of love and compassion, the city that shows up and shows the world that this city, this great city, will always remain a beacon of light. Night is falling on us right now, both literally and figuratively. Across this country, we see the darkness that Donald Trump cabinet will bring. We see executive orders that will strip our neighbors of their rights. We see orders that will target people because of their faith. And we say, no, New Yorkers will not be silent. We will not stand by and let this happen. We will stand up and be heard. New York will set the example. We will set a model for how an American city, the greatest American city, remains open and free for everyone in the Trump administration. A few weeks ago, I gave a speech just on the other side of this park. I was asked by a young woman who had tears in her eyes whether there would be a Muslim internment. She told me she had spoken to an elected official, Mike Honda, who grew up in an internment camp. He grew up a prisoner of his own government. And he said, yes, he thought it could happen here. Well, I say no. A Muslim internment cannot happen here in New York. And the executive orders that we see paving the road for discriminatory and bigoted policies, the orders that we see laying the framework for stripping Muslim citizens of their rights are not something we will ever allow in this city.
I'd like to also convey my gratitude to all those who came tonight. You can't overemphasize the amount of appreciation that CARE New York feels towards every single one of you for coming out and showing what it is that solidarity means and to showing how it works. You know, we say a lot that New York City is a beacon of light to the world, and we do often get calls from as far as South Africa, from Japan and Korea, from all over the Middle East, and they say that they see New York as the example, and that example lies with you, your compassion. It lies with you, your dedication to social justice. It lies with you, with your decision tonight and every single day hereafter to say, I will not be silent and I will not stay boarded up within four walls. I will hit the streets and I will support my brothers and sisters because an injustice to one is an injustice to all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am Congresswoman Nydia Velázquez.
And I'm proud of all of you for being here.
We are here with a collective voice to send a strong message to Donald Trump. Mr. President, you will not divide us. Divide New York, and you will not divide the United States of America. So, my brothers and sisters, the question before us is, what type of society do we wish to be? Will we honor our long-standing traditions of acceptance and tolerance that have made us the greatest nation in the world? Will we remain a beacon of hope and humanity? Or will we walk a path of fear and intolerance? New Yorkers know how to answer this question. And the inspiring sight of all of us gathered here tonight provides a resounding answer. We will not be divided. And I just warned everyone here, but particularly the media. We have before us a smart guy. These executive orders, remember back in 2012, he was sending tweets, criticizing President Barack Obama, saying that is not the way that you govern, by issuing executive orders. But now that is exactly what he's doing. It's a distraction on his part, because the question that we need to ask, why, if we the people issue an executive order demanding that no one in this country can run for president of the United States if you don't release your federal taxes? So we are here to say to Donald Trump, no to the politics of fear and rhetoric of division. And we reject policies that turn our nation's backs on those who have already suffered so much. Each one of us have seen the pictures of the children in Aleppo. The children running with fear in Central America. It breaks my heart. So we are here to say to our Muslim brothers and sisters, tonight, today, and in the future, I too am Muslim. And we will fight together. We will fight together to reject this type of rhetoric and division coming from the White House. Mr. President, why are you so scared of doing the people's work?
Now I have a request of every single one of you. Let me hear you say, united we stand.
United we stand.
Intolerance will fall.
Intolerance will fall.
And light will prevail.
And light will prevail.
I now have the pleasure of introducing someone that doesn't need much introduction, New York City public advocate Tish James, always has our back.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are here to stay. Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are here to stay. Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are here to stay. Say it loud, say it clear. Immigrants are here to stay. Listen, if you honor the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then all of you have an obligation. Whenever you see a government that is lawless, you've got an obligation and a duty to do what? Resist! 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 Take out your phones as the night comes dark. And show the world the light that New York City and this country is a beacon of light. Take out your phones and show them the light that we are the light. Light up the night, light up the stars, light up the sky, light up this park, light up this country. We will not fall to darkness. Light it up, light it up, light it up, because this is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what America looks like.
This is what America looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Whenever your rights are under attack, you've got to stand up and fight back. And for all of those who are out there who were never part of the civil rights struggle, now this is your civil rights struggle. This is the struggle of all Americans. We've got to join hands and protect the marginalized community and vulnerable communities, just as we protected African Americans in the 60s. refugees, and we will not close our borders. We will not close our shores. It is an immigrant town, and we are a sanctuary city, and we will protect their rights. And any threat to any group, to African Americans, to the LGBT community, to Jews, to Muslims, it doesn't matter. Any threat to any group, to any one group, is a threat to all of us. And because, as Dr. King once said, we may all have come on different boats, and some came here involuntarily, but we are all in this together now. We've got to stand up to bullies. We've got to stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale. And we will not go away silently. We will not be silent in the face of this oppression. We will not be silent in the face of this discrimination. We will not be silent in the face of hate. We will not normalize hate. This is my country, and I will stand up for my country. This is our right, and I will defend the rights of immigrants and refugees. It is up to you, young people, to organize and to resist and to get out in the streets and to make this happen and to protect your colleague, to protect the student who you call a friend, to protect your neighbor, and to protect your country. Thank you.
From Washington Square Park, this is Mitchell Cohn, WBAI Pacifica Radio, New York.